I'm speaking with Margot Black of Portland Tenants United. House Bill 2004, the No-Cause Evictions Act, did pass the Oregon House earlier this year, but has stalled in the Senate. Margot, please tell us what's going on.
Well, the bill passed out of the House, and then it was in the Senate Human Services Committee, and it passed out of that committee with a recommendation to go to the floor. But in order to get the votes, we actually lost a real key part of the bill, which was lifting the ban on rent control, which would allow cities to regulate rent increases to just a fair rate of return for landlords. So we lost that piece in order to try to get the votes of a few Dems who were on the fence, in particular Senator Rod Monroe, who's an East County Democrat and a landlord of a 51-unit apartment complex. And even after we took out the rent control, lifting the rent control preemption, Rod Monroe is still a no. Republicans don't need stable, secure, safe housing. And so we have 17 Dems in the legislature. Betsy Johnson is a hard, don't even talk to me about this, no, which leaves Rod Monroe. You know, he like I said, he's in East County. Most of his constituents are renters. They're low-income renters. They're from marginalized communities. They're already on the second or third wave of displacement out of Portland. They're getting $400, $500, $600 in rent increases. You know, even though we're seeing rents level off a little bit in close in Portland and only on high end properties, not on older properties, we're still seeing outrageous rent increases and building wide no cause evictions happening in East Portland. And Rod Monroe is you know basically holding tenants across the state hostage. He's a landlord.
Yeah, I mean, this clearly smacks of conflict of interest, if
it
nothing
does.
Else.
Tina Kotek's chief signature piece of legislation this year managed to get it, through the House, even with the lifting the ban on rent control still in there. Again, that wouldn't impose rent control. It just lets cities, handle that policy on their own. Now, of course, the housing crisis is statewide, but it is experienced differently across the state. It's experienced different in urban places than it is in rural places. And so it makes really good sense for local jurisdictions to have more power to write policy that kind of matches with their, how the crisis is being experienced locally. But we lost that. I mean, we gave that up in the Senate in order to get Rod Monroe's vote. I think that we need to be fighting for the scraps that remain in House Bill 2004. We need to send a message to the legislature that they cannot conclude this session without addressing our housing crisis on the tenants' rights side.
My understanding is you have an action plan and an attempt to break this logjam.
So there's a town hall tomorrow at Centennial High School. So it is a legislative town hall. You can find the Facebook event on our Facebook page, Portland Tenants United or Community Alliance of Tenants. It's at Centennial High School. It is from 2 to 3:30 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, June 10th.
Margot, thank you so much for your time and good luck with your efforts. For KBOO, this is Ray Bodwell.